So this we call the thresh. This time we call thresh. If we can modify the biochar, you know, increase the biomass content in the biochar. So we can, for example, like 75%, we can keep more biomass carbon in the biochar. We also can reduce this time. I call this called threshold time. So this improves biochar carbon sequestration capacity. So this study idea is to pre-treat biomassing by mixing some passivate-like material to return more biomass carbon in biochar during pyrolysis to strengthen their carbon retention and stability. In this study, we find like six phosphate-rich chemicals or passivate-like material can lock more biomass carbon in biochar. For example, we add this chemical additive to the soil dust compared to the control. Biomass carbon retention in biochar significantly increase. Similar results for the switchgrass. Along these six chemical additive, we choose the TSP because TSP have a high temps to lock the biomass carbon in biochar. TSP is a phosphate-containing fertilizer. Also, it is environmental friendly or low-cost chemical additive. So we use TSP for the most following the study. This slide shows the effect of TSP addition amounts on the carbon retention. You can clearly see compared to the control, this is just biochar. Produced from biomass without any additive, about 50% the biomass carbon remain in the biochar. But when we add 5 to 30% TSP, the carbon retention, biomass carbon retention increased to the 60 to 75. You may wondering why adding this chemical additive can improve biomass carbon retention in biochar. So we do some mechanism analysis. First, this is for XRD analysis. Compared to the, biochar, this is a pure biochar without any additive. The biochar produced from the biomass treated by TSP or any phosphate-containing compound, we found some new compound. This new peak corresponds to the carbon phosphate chemical bond. So this means that during pyrolysis, biomass carbon will react with TSP phosphate to bond the new bond. Also, we do some XPS analysis. So compared to the biochar generated from the biomass without any treatment, biochar produced from the TSP treated the biomass have a new peak. This peak we identify as related to the formation of a carbon oxygen phosphate, the chemical bond. So this mechanism suppose that during the pyrolysis, biomass carbon will react with the TSP phosphate to bond the new bond. That's why it locked more biomass carbon in biochar. We know that if you add the TSP in the biomass can improve the carbon retention. But also we want to make sure this remain the carbon is stable. If we hope their degradation very slowly or slightly degradation. We don't want the degradation very fast. If you're not stable, if degradation very fast, this will lose the carbon sequestration purpose. So that's why we did some biochar, the TSP biochar stability analysis. So First, we using TGA. TGA is a thermographic metric analysis to analyze the biochar thermochemical stability. Compared to the biochar produced from biomass only, TSV biochar needs much high temperature for decomposition. So this study suggests TSP addition could increase biochar thermochemical stability. Also, we conduct an incubation study to evaluate TSC biochar biological stability in soil. During the 3 months incubation study, we found compared to the soil, adding biochar or TSPR biochar, CO2 emission didn't significantly increase. So this means that this TSC biochar is biological stable. But if you put the biomass in the soil, you can see the huge CO2 emission will observe. Based on our lab experiment, also do some modeling, we predict, usually for biomass during the 5 years, only 10% biomass carbon will convert to the organic matter remain in the soil. For biochar, maybe 40 to 45%. For TSC biochar, we can keep the biomass carbon like 60 to 65% in the soil. So for the TSP, I mentioned it is slow release fertilizer. But so that's why we assume maybe TSP biochar could be like slow release fertilizer. So that's why we do some experiment to verify our thought. First, we do leaching experiment. You can see, compared to TSP, the biochar TSP, they are leaching much slower, like it's 15 times slower. So this was TSP biochar, they can gradually release the phosphate. Also, we conduct some greenhouse experiment to verify our thought. First, using biochar and without biochar, we didn't see any difference. We lot of find using biochar for the soil amendment actually not increase a lot of crop field. I did some greenhouse downfield work, didn't increase a lot of crop yields. But if you use the TSP biochar, the significant increase radish yield. Also, please notice our application rate is low, like 0.1 on 0.2%. This is kind of like a chemical fertilizer using the rate. It's not like a high like a biochar using soil amendment high rate. So this is another benefit, maybe you can cover the cost issue. Summary, this study is to pretreat biomass by mixing some phosphate-like material to return more biomass carbon in biochar during pyrolysis. We found add some phosphate leaching chemical into the biomass can convert more biomass carbon into biochar. According our mechanism analysis, adding like a TSP can form new bond with the biomass carbon during pyrolysis. That's why we locked more biomass carbon in the biochar. Also, we conduct a TGA analysis and some incubation study. We found TSP biochar are thermal, chemical, and biological stable. Also, we suggest, based on our experiment, greenhouse experiment, we suggest TSP biochar can be used as a slow-release fertilizer. Finally, I want to thank you. This study supported by Lars Harry Dewar's Memory Fund. Also, without their support, I can't make this trip. Thank you, everybody. Take your time. Listen to my talk. Right now, I take your question. This is most we use pyrolysis. Most temperature is I showed that my data most 400 and 450. Some is 400 degree, some is 450 degree. Yes, this is for the phosphate. You know, we slow leaching the phosphate TSP because TSP is a phosphate-content fertilizer. So they release the phosphate fertilizer. So that's why we using TSP and TSP fertilizer. They slowly release phosphate. Or we relate to the biomass carbon. You use the biomass carbon. For example, biomass in the beginning, you know, pyrolysis is 100. So we after pyrolysis, usually only carbon content in biochar. We base the biomass carbon. You know, 50% will biomass carbon lock in the biochar. Usually, another 50% become to the biogas or oil, whatever, you know, the condensing stuff. So we for here we mentioned is always based on biomass carbon.
Well, we need to move on, but he'll be available at the break, and we can answer questions then. Thanks.
Definitely.
Well, that was great.